you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you, we're glad you're here.
Reading from Psalm 147, verse 16. He spreads the snow like wool and scatters the frost like ashes. And Proverbs 31:21, which says, when it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, March 15th, 2023. Joining me in the studio is Mary Ann Simpkins, our editor-in-chief of the Prime Lifetimes publication, also a host on the Mark and Friends program. You hear her voice doing public service announcements from time to time and other special announcements during holidays or during the week to raise awareness of upcoming events, which includes two that'll be happening here tomorrow at the Great News Media Center at 8:30 to 1:30. Our good friend Ben Franklin is putting on a free tax consultations. He has a number of half-hour slots that he's offering free advice and recommendations. And if you want to be a part of that, call the station and we can see if we can still set you up. And then tomorrow evening at 6:30, Dean Hull is coming in to put on a special workshop helping you understand legacy planning for individuals with special needs. And that'll begin at 6:30 tomorrow night here at the Great News Media Center. And because of that, the prayer gathering that we usually have the first and third Thursdays of every month is going to be held across the street just east of us here at the Salvation Army Center. And so that'll be hosted there. So I'll be going back and forth at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And I know that the Salvation Army put out a press release encouraging the community to turn out. And we do have between about 25 and 30 different churches that are involved. So if you like to pray and worship and meet other folks that like to pray and worship, come join us tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Salvation Army Center, right on Market Street, just east of Marketplace Mall in Champaign. Come join us for a time of worship and praying and sharing.
That was very nice of the Salvation Army to be that welcoming.
Yeah, Melissa was great. She's there. Coordinator and
special events coordinator.
Yeah, special events. Yeah, so she worked that all out. We appreciate Major for assisting and giving us the go ahead.
Well, you interviewed him, right?
Yeah. So he's a great guy. So, oh, and also, if you didn't tune in on Monday or Tuesday's edition of Mark and Friends, you missed out on hearing from C.C. Doss.
Yeah.
He's the pastor at the Love Deliverance Evangelistic Church in Springfield and got a lot of feedback and a lot of Facebook comments and likes. I post everything on my personal page, then the Great News Radio page, then the WLUJ page, sometimes on the Prime Life Times page, and then I also have an Israel page.
You just have a circuit on Facebook, right?
I forward it onto this one, and so different people are liking it on different occasions. But and then a number of people shared it, even from the Love Deliverance Evangelistic Church. I know some people shared it from there. So appreciated Pastor Doss and his heart for the Lord. And if you miss those programs, they are archived under the Mark and Friends tab at greatnewsradio.org, also WLUJ.org. So that gets everyone up to date. We might have some time for listener letters, but we have Rob Seidenberg here in the studio. He's our copy editor, all-around good guy, faithful follower of Jesus, and he's going to open our eyes to snow. Now that we've had little sprinklings of snow the last few days.
Oh, I know.
In fact, 2 days ago when I went out to my car, there was like a quarter inch of snow on the windshield wiper.
I know.
That was it.
Somebody called out to me. It's like, look out the window. It's snowing. By the time I got there, there was no snow. It was not snowing. It was that fast.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, this is part two of Rob's article, The Big Snow. Mm. And we got a lot of feedback on part one. People really enjoyed it. You got mail, right, Rob?
I got lots of emails.
Yeah, people loved it. So this is part two.
And I thought of this, Mary Ann, as we were getting ready to sit down to do this. We never returned to those shout outs about Rob getting that award. Remember, we were going to come back
goodness.
To some of the other things
Rob's
that we had
great.
To say
he's
about
wonderful.
Rob.
He's wonderful. He's good. Yay, Rob.
We
I'm
love
sorry.
Rob. Rob's the best.
Let other men's lips praise you and not your
room.
We do need to do that. Yeah. We need to do that.
And as of St. Patrick's Day on Friday, it'll be 1 year since Rob's heart surgery,
which was
hard to believe.
I know.
Because you look so good and healthy, Rob, and you're doing well.
But you really are.
A year ago, you were potentially at death's door, but we knew better, didn't we, Mary? And God was going to keep him around.
He won't go down easy.
Yeah.
You do. You're doing really well, Rob.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so we left off. This is on page A4, if anybody's following, in Rob's very popular Rural Memories column. And he was out plowing snow with Gerard. That's where we left him in the February edition. So take it away, Rob.
The Big Snow, part two.
Okay.
When I got back home from plowing snow with Gerard, Grandma fed me baking powder biscuits hot from the skillet, split and spread with butter and honey. Wow, what a reward. I stuffed myself and went out to refill the tractor gas tank and find Dad, who was getting ready to grind feed. I helped him until milking time, then set up for milking and helped milk the cows. My brother had been supervising the sisters with the eggs, gathering, washing, candling, grading, then putting them into stamped egg cartons, size and date. He came to carry feed and help milk.
Okay, derailment here. The candling, explain that a little.
Okay, the eggs roll down sideways in a little area, and there's a light bulb emitter there that shines up through a small hole.
Okay.
And it's foil back light bulb.
So what's the purpose of it, not the function of it?
You can see whether an egg's cracked. You can see whether it has a blood spot.
Oh.
You can see whether it has a check, which means it looks like it's cracked, but it's not.
Or a double yolk.
Or double or triple yolk.
That's okay.
Yep.
Candling, Mark.
Yeah,
candling.
I don't do that. We just get them.
You just get them and eat them. These are for sale going to stores.
Okay.
Going right to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
We were running short of empty milk cans, so after milking and cleaning up, we carefully scrubbed out the stainless steel vats used to clean milking equipment. We filled them to the brim with milk and covered them with plastic sheeting. Mother provided 40 sterilized half-gallon canning jars, which we filled with milk, too. We didn't need the cooler. We just turned off the milk house heat. The whole place was a big cooler.
Hmm.
We put the cattle back into the barn. At supper time, it was already 50 below zero, though there was not a breath of wind. The sky was clear, and stars shone down with an almost painfully intense light. We checked the pump house heater and made sure the tank heater was working, so the stock would have access to fresh, unfrozen water next morning. The creek was frozen nearly solid. Early next morning, Dad sent me back out on the tractor. I again met Gerard. No snow had drifted during the dead still night. Sun and snow were so bright they hurt the eyes. Gerard and I did venture a bit farther in both directions on the county road.
What were you guys doing out? It's cold.
It was cold, but we just loved it. Farm boys.
Incredible snow.
We just thought this was high adventure going out and working like that.
Well, you guys did a lot of good. Okay.
We encountered some terrific drifts, much too deep for us to clear. We returned home in time for noon dinner. We later learned of a record-breaking 35-foot drift toward town. That's deep, not wide. Sound traveled well that cold still day. We heard a big diesel engine out on the county road. In fact, there seemed to be several diesel engines. Carl, a neighbor from 4 miles up the county road, had all his milk cans full, too. Dumping milk was a big no-no back then. Farmers didn't waste precious food or anything that could be sold for money to support the family. Our milk went to the local creamery, which produced butter and powdered skimmed milk. There was just no way to get it there. To our delight, about 2 p.m., Sam, our milk truck driver, drove down the lane. We put as much milk as possible into the empties he had brought and helped load the milk onto the truck. While we worked together, he told us that neighbor Carl had walked 15 miles to Lanark, east of our hometown, where his big Caterpillar bulldozer sat at a job site. In those days, cats use a small gas pony engine to warm and start the big diesel. That was their starter motor, basically. Despite the intense cold, Carl got his bulldozer started. He filled the tank from his own fuel there on the job site and headed out for home. As soon as Carl pulled his big bulldozer onto the U.S. highway, he saw flashing red lights. He stopped, and a state trooper approached. He thought he was in trouble for driving his bulldozer down the middle of the highway, but the state wanted to contract him to open the road. as Carl slowly navigated the snowdrifts, breaking through with his big earth-moving blade. Two state snowplow trucks and two big loader tractors followed close behind, pushing snow to either side. The crew stopped for a meal at a little restaurant in Mount Carroll, then pushed on, followed closely by several milk trucks. The side roads and parts of Arconi Road had been cleared by local farmers. Carl pressed on all the way to his own farmstead, where he cleared snow so the milk truck could get near the milk house to load his milk. The only bad news was that we would have school the following day, Thursday, February 26th. So would Mother, who would drive to Savannah to teach. Dad suggested we wax the toboggan and take it up the big hill, as the snow was too deep for sleds. We pulled that thing up the long pasture hill dozens of times. Each downhill run was a bit faster as we packed the run, making it really slick. The weight of five kids helped. Rick and I got back to the barn in time to help with evening chores. The girls fell to their usual division of labor, preparing supper or working with the eggs. We all practiced our musical instruments under Mother's close supervision, each for 40 minutes by the timer. Evenings were always busy with chores, homework, housework, and ongoing music practice. The cattle seemed unusually quiet and well-behaved, even subdued. One more night inside the barn for them. It was still bitterly cold, but we did feed them outside in the snow, giving them a couple of hours to eat hay before moving them inside to chew their cud. After chores the following morning, we kids headed out to meet the bus. It was still cold, but not quite as cold as it had been. As I recall, it was a balmy 25 below zero. The bus was warm, and we chatted excitedly about snow day adventures. As we were to learn, our rural adventures outshone those of our town friends who hadn't been able to go sledding because of the deep snow. Many town boys had earned extra cash shoveling out driveways and clearing sidewalks, though. What could we poor farm kids do but brag about our exploits, try to stay awake in school, and look forward wistfully to our next snow day?
Oh. The byline is copyright Rob Seidenberg. Rob grew up in the beautiful hill country of Northwest Illinois, where his brother still farms the home place.
Yeah, he keeps threatening to retire. I don't know. I'll believe it when I see it. He's just a kid. Good grief.
Woohoo! Rural Memories, The Big Snow, Part 2. So if you missed last month's edition of the Prime Life Times, you can read it online at primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com, or some locations have last month's on the bottom shelf and then the current month on the top shelf, so you might still be able to pick it up. And we have copies here at the Great News Media Center, also at our studio location in Springfield on 600 West Mason Street, so you can pick it up in those locations and maybe at one of the 400 area locations around Central Illinois and West Central Indiana.
Hmm. Mark, on Saturday I was over at a Sweet 16 party for a delightful young lady from Indiana, and I met lots of people, and almost all of them were excited to hear that I worked for the Prime Life Times.
Oh, nice.
That
in Indiana,
paper,
that's
it really
great.
Moves in Indiana and
yeah.
in Danville.
It's it a, does.
It's
yeah.
a hot
yep.
seller.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah.
So I know we want to do listener letters. I could read Tim Barber's article if you think there's time.
Let's see. We got about 8 minutes.
Okay.
That's about what? About 3 minutes? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Sure.
Thoughts to Ponder on page A9 by Tim Barber. Scars. Do you have a few? I don't think I've ever talked with anyone who didn't remember where a scar came from. Mm. Scars tend to make quite an impression. We get them from falling down, something slipped, the TV shows where people are demonstrating cutting up vegetables. You just know that knife is going to slip. Or there was this rock. I have several scars myself, some expected and others totally out of the blue. Mm. None of them painless. They can be quite the conversation topic. Harrison Ford has that one on his face that he got from a whip, or so the movie portrayed it. Mm-hmm. Then there are the scars we don't talk about. Either they're too painful to remember, or we were just doing something nobody should have been doing. Mm. So, what do we do with scars? They're pretty hard to remove, although people have certainly tried. Do you think your new heavenly body will have any scars? We'd probably all say that we hope not. They have no place in heaven. They're reminders of a different age when there were many things better left behind. All things new, right? However, there is one person in heaven who still has scars. We're reminded of the Apostle Thomas, who wasn't going to believe unless he could see some evidence. The evidence? Here are his own words. "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I'll never believe." John 20:25. Strong words. 1 week later, Thomas had his proof. Scars. Why did he assume that those marks would be there? Seems reasonable, actually. Nails and spears leave permanent marks. The fact that Jesus left them there is something for us all to consider. We will see them too. We will know that it was for us that he endured those nails and that spear. When we look at our own scars, we can remember his. We suffer, so did Jesus. He did not do away with the marks of his humanity and his suffering. Whatever we have to go through this side of heaven, we know that Jesus is no stranger to it. He understands and is able to help, no matter what. Copyright Tim Barber. Tim is a retired pastor in the Champaign-Urbana area. T. Barber, that's B-A-R-B-E-R, at illinois.edu.
And yet that retiree needs to be classified as still doing the Lord's work, and I think he still fills in and does pulpit preaching and
sharing. Yeah, I don't think he really retired, just from maybe one position.
Yeah, I think so. He's still working away.
So, Mark, why did they open the side of Jesus on the cross?
Wait, why did they open? Did they
pierce? The spear you're talking about.
So why did they open his side?
Well, the blood and water to see if he really was dead.
Okay, what happened to Adam? God.
He took the woman out. Okay, what are we going to talk about?
And so Jesus' side was open and God took out the church. That's the beginning of the church, right?
Oh, my goodness.
My parallel. There you go.
Okay.
I have to think about that one.
Okay. Listener letters.
Thank you, Rob.
Ladies first.
Oh, okay. Thank you. This is from Kathy.
Hey, Kathy.
In Paxton.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for all of the uplifting programs and music, and for all of you at the stations as you keep honoring God and making his word known. And she talks about how she likes Odyssey. Oh, this is interesting. My grandsons live out of state, and their mom has the app on her phone, so they listen while in the car.
Classic. It's a great program.
And this is from Jeanette from Danville. May God bless you with his love as you share his love with others.
This is from a Rick and Jeanette from Rantoul. They've been writers and supporters of this radio ministry, I think, from the very beginning. She says, it was good to hear Dr. Webb teach. It's been years since we have heard him. I think they were on a trip to Israel with me where Dr. Webb was one of the primary teachers. And then a good time to remember how much the Lord loves you. Thank you for a station that always shows his love, grace, peace to you all, Rick and Jeanette. Thanks, guys. Thanks for your very generous ongoing support.
This is from Bobby at Glen Arne.
Hey, Bobby.
Thank you for filling my soul up with all good things, Bobby.
Ralph and Faith from Champaign write, we so enjoy your programming all day long. My favorites are Janet Parshall and Dr. David Jeremiah.
Oh, both good. This comes from Gloria from Springfield. WLUJ is a major staple in my everyday life and walk with the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Greatly appreciate all who support, work, and volunteer to bring us all a daily blessing from the work. Keep up the wonderful work you all do. Well, thank you so much, Gloria, for your generous support and your kind words.
This is from Jackie in Hillsboro.
Hey, Jackie.
Came to WLUJ. This station is and has been such a blessing for so many years. I listen on my way to work in Springfield. On my drive home, she listens on her drive home too. Jesus has used this ministry to speak to me numerous times. Thank you for being his willing vessels.
This is from Michael from Cerro Gordo.
Hey, Michael.
Thank you and your staff for the good work you're doing. Mike.
This comes from Betsy, another one from Rantoul. Rantoul is a great community, a lot of supporters from Rantoul. Hello, Mark and staff. Do you have a preferred pay to the order of name. Guess I used envelopes. Yeah, some people, they say, is it Great News Radio? Is it Great News Media? Is it WLUJ family of stations? Is it Good News Radio, Inc.?
What should
do? I make it out to the Singing Men? Do I make it out to the Prime Life Times? Well, all those things work. We have a lot of doing business as, got those assigned names. In fact, somebody is giving a very generous estate gift, and they said, who do we make it out to? Because technically, we're Good News Radio, Inc., doing business as Great News Radio, WLUJ family of stations, and all the others. But it gets to us. We're all approved with any of those names, whether you write it on the check or an estate gift or a special gift earmarked towards the Prime Life Times or the Singing Men of GNN.
Oh, well, I'm glad you explained that on the air. I mean, that was a great question she asked.
Yeah. Thank you, Betty, for your support.
Yeah. This is from Donna in Decatur, donation enclosed. Thank you for your ministry and programming.
Hey, Billy. Donna. I wonder if Donna was tuned in the other day. Our 100.1 was off the air, and it was the first time I went to that tower site location. It's on a family's property. It's like 5 feet from their house.
Oh, really?
And so I had to go in, knock on the door, and the breaker switch switched. The breaker switch is in their garage.
You're
so
kidding.
I had to go in, flip the switch, and then go back out and flip some switch. I don't know, some circuit blew in both places. And so it just had to be reset. So we're off the air for like a day and a half till like I was notified. And so got that fixed in like 20 seconds.
So is it on their land?
Yeah, it's on their land. It's 5 feet from their house. It's
What do you do if they're on vacation?
Well, that's exactly. So I have to find out because I talked with a very, very sweet lady that lives there and with her husband and I think a caretaker. And I have to go back. My intent was getting to Springfield, getting it back on the air. But I started thinking, hey, we got to have a plan B in case they're gone or if they weren't there, then I couldn't have got in. You're thinking along my lines there, Rob.
Thinking ahead, Rob.
Yep. Well, that's about all the time we have. We have a lot of great listener mail to continue to read in the days ahead. So thank you for taking time to write us and to support this radio ministry. Together we do better.
It's a great phrase.
All right, listening friend. Well, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Rob Seenberg with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.